provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. There's a direct connection between the mouth and the heart. The mouth is the overflow of the heart. Now, the more persistently, I don't mean this in a mechanical, perfunctory way, but the more persistently we confess God's word with our mouth, the more firmly established it gets in our heart. We're not just trying to commit it to memory. We want it to become spirit in us. The more we do that, the more we discipline ourselves to that, the more firmly it is established. So when the storms come and beat upon the house stands. And, you know, we've been talking to the subconscious, that algorithm that is 85% of your actions. You do it without even knowing it. But when we can speak to him and align him with the word, you'll find yourself doing things you didn't even realize you could do. You know, you just respond. The first action is in response to the word. Where it used to be you'd get mad. It used to be you'd do something crazy. But now you're responding to the word. Why? You're aligning that subconscious. There's no more cognitive dissidence, where you think one way, but you're inside you're thinking another way. So you're divided. No, you're all lining up with the word. And guess what? You start to taste a little bit of heaven on earth. Amen. Your income, your blessing is not based on the economy. It's based on heaven's storehouse. Come on. The portal starts to open over you. Hello. You can be walking. You can be among all the others. And there's famine there. But somehow you're being blessed. How can this thing be? Because you're drinking the water that rains from heaven. You're not like the Egyptians. Remember the Egyptians? They had to irrigate. Everything they grew, everything they had to work it. God said, the land I'm taking you into is not like the land of Egypt. Come on, tell somebody, it's not like Egypt. The land that God is taking you into, he says, it drinks in the rain from heaven. In Egypt, they had no rain. They had to irrigate to bring the Nile to irrigate their crops. But God said, no, it's not like that with you. I'm going to give you stuff you didn't work for. Amen. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you houses you didn't build. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you crops you didn't plant. Can anybody really believe for that? Does anybody really believe that the wealth of the sinner, God's got them working hard? There's somebody working real hard for you right now. Real hard. They done lost their family, got sick in their body. Amen. Going after 3 and 4 jobs, storing it all up. But the wealth of the sinner is being laid up for the righteous. I'll call it unfair if you want to. You don't want yours, bring it to me. I'll take it. I said God has people out there because they don't honor God. They're haters of God. They're idolaters. They're lovers of the world. They don't care about God. God said, I'll have them work for you. They don't love me. They'll be bound by the laws of this earth. But they'll lay up that for the righteous. Remember, they crossed the Jordan. And the manna stopped. See, the manna, tell somebody, the manna's got to stop. See, some of y'all just love manna. Banana manna. Manna cakes. Manna pudding, beans and manna, gumbo manna, you name it, manna. But see, manna is an indication of the wilderness. Because it's just enough. You know, the apostle mentioned it in his own words. There's something new coming. There's another realm to enter into. Come on, tell somebody there's a realm of more than enough. How many believe that for real? I wish I had some real believers that it's not about greed. It's not about covetousness. It's about breaking the spirit of religion off, breaking the spirit of lack off, breaking the spirit of poverty off, breaking the spirit of not enough off. Amen. Break that evil spirit off. That's not your destiny. Your destiny is go into a land that flows with milk and honey and money and everything else you need to get the work of God done in the earth. Time out for all that religious thinking. Just enough for me and my table. Get rid of that. Put that under your feet. Tell somebody, no more manna. Thank God for the provision when it was needed. But once you cross over Jordan, the manna ceases. Time to eat of God's provision in the promised land. In Egypt, they didn't have enough. God had miracles of sustenance. In the wilderness, they had just enough. Miracles of provision. In the promised land, God promises more than enough. But they'll come through miracles of conquest. You got to deal with the ites. Come on, the giants in the land. The one that tries to discourage you. The one that tells you you don't have enough education for that. Listen, God's going to make many of you dwell among kings. Come on, you listen, you're going to be in a room. Don't even have a degree. You're going to be in a room with a room full of professionals. And they're going to be listening to you. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. I prophesy to some of you. God's going to take you there. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. All you have to do out of your obedience to God, your intimacy with God, God will cause that overflow. I hear people asking you right now, how you do that? They're going to get you alone and say, no, tell me the truth now. Come on, talk to me. Who you know in politics? Who you know? You're going to say, no, it was God. No, come on, no, they couldn't. No, come on, tell me the truth. I hear that right now. People asking you, how did that happen? Your only explanation is going to be, it was God that did it. Amen. I can tell you the way that I came, but God did this stuff. Amen? Amen? How many want that type of testimony? Amen. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. When the Father confirms you, tell somebody, get out my way. All you need is the affirmation of the Father. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. You see, Jesus is our high priest. When your faith is challenged, you must speak what God says in that situation. I'm reminded of a well-known preacher in Chicago. You've heard me tell his testimony a little bit. I've heard his testimony a bit. When they were about to buy the mall that they're in and all that, and the lawyers and that were calling them saying, Pastor, where's the money? He said, well, you know, we believe in God. He said, believe in God. Where is the money? You know, you need to pay all the people that's involved. He said, we're waiting on God. And so they were. And so he said, to get out of that, he went to get the barbershop to get a haircut. And was sitting in the seat. And one of the barbers said, hey, Pastor, we hear you buying that mall down the way there. And then he saw him in the mirror, and he was blinking at the other pastor, at the other barber. You know, like he was mocking him. And he said, well, you know, we're trying. And he thought about it, because he thought, well, you know, if I tell them about this, they won't understand. But see, how many know, I'm going to call them heathen or unsaved, ain't going to understand. So whether they understand or not, Come on, see, sometimes we cower down because, well, they ain't going to understand. Well, tell them anyway. What he should have said is, it's already mine. We bought it already. He lying. And after a while, when he get it, then, oh, he wasn't lying. You hear what I'm saying? But a lot of times we cower down because, well, they ain't going to understand. They don't understand this spiritual stuff. I tell them anyway, no. It's already mine. I like to tell the devil from time to time, hide and watch. Because it's coming to pass, like God said. Just hide and watch. Amen. But are you hearing what I'm saying? Faith speaks. And in circumstances, faith will speak. Amen. And sometimes it may make you look to other people like you done lost your mind. Like you flaky. You know, like all that old faith stuff. But when it manifests, just walk on by. Hello? Because what? Faith speaks. I challenge some of you to go into your library of words and begin, even after this conference we had over the weekend, to start changing some of your vocabulary. I challenge you. It does take a discipline. It takes, especially when you get mad. You know, we tend to human nature. But if you get it out of you, when you get mad, it ain't in you. You can be angry and sin not. Now, I'm going to wind this up here because Jesus is our high priest. Symptoms of the natural realm will always verse unchanging truths of God's word. The symptoms of this natural realm will always challenge. That's where the tension comes in. But again, on the quantum level, when you understand that everything is made up of the same thing, everything. That's why Jesus said, you can say unto this mountain. You can say it. You don't have to have dynamite, bulldozers. He said, you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it will obey you. It will obey you. Why? Words. Words are powerful. Jesus is our high priest. He is the guarantee for the fulfillment of God's promises on our behalf. Give me Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of what? Come on, that's sad now. Come on, say it again. Our what? Now, in the Greek, or a word that can be interchanged with that word profession, is the word confession. Same thing. So Jesus, it says here, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. Now, remember, he said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father and before the angels. So if he's the high priest of our confession, when our confession is one that, well, when the high priest received offering, certain offerings he wasn't receiving. You know, a lamb that was spotted or diseased or infirm or wasn't the best out of the flock, he wasn't receiving that. Why, God says this in Malachi, why would you, if your governor did this, you'd offer him the best. Why do you offer God any old kind of stuff? I'm talking about your confession. I'm talking about words that come out of your mouth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.